Today's scripture reading is from Matthew, and I'm not going to do the part that's in parentheses in your bulletin. I'm only going to be speaking from chapter 15, verses 21 through 28. The Canaanite woman's faith. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman found from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. When I was preparing for this, I read this and I thought, this is not the Jesus I remember reading about in the Bible. I remember hearing Jesus say all these nice things to people, especially to women. I was a little shocked. And so I had to dig in some more. I really wanted to know more about this Jesus in Matthew and why Jesus was talking about throwing scraps to dogs. So, in doing that, I went to the parallel scripture in Mark, which is Mark 7. Let me find the exact one. 24 through 30. It's right on the screen. So this is the parallel story, Mark, in Matthew with the Canaanite woman, and in Mark, Jesus talking to another woman, but it is a very similar story. From there he set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there, yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician. I'm going to learn how to read these words one day. Origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child laying on the bed, and the demon was gone. So why are there two stories about almost the same thing, and why are they written differently? Well, Mark was actually written first, even though it occurs second in the New Testament of the Bible. Mark was written somewhere, scholars believe, between 70 and 75, and it was meant for a Greek-speaking group of Jesus followers. The purpose was to remind and emphasize Jesus as the Messiah and to continue to know how to live as Jesus had taught them. Matthew actually knew of Mark's writing, and there are a couple hypotheses about how all the Gospels were written, so in what order. So this is a two-source hypothesis. You didn't know you were going to school today, did ya? So this is a two-source hypothesis. So Mark heard many oral traditions, and wrote them down. All the stories of Jesus throughout the years and years were recalled orally down through the generations, and Mark wrote the stories down. And around the same time, scholars believe around the year 70-ish, Q, another source that has been lost, was written. And Matthew had read and knew about Mark and Q, and you'll see in the diagram that Matthew had both of those oral traditions that were written down to be able to write Matthew. And Luke had also had Mark and Q, but Matthew and Luke didn't have each other to write story, you know, to make sure that they were written exactly the same. So each one was written knowing about other sources. And then there's another one, the four-source hypothesis, which is similar except for Matthew knew about an additional third source, and Luke knew about another source, and they're labeled L and M because those two, Luke didn't know about M and Matthew didn't know about L. So that's how they came to be, sort of, as far as scholars know so far. So it's interesting to know or think about, why are they different? Why did Matthew decide to write down that story of Jesus talking with the Gentile woman and healing her daughter, but in a different way? So Matthew is considered the most Jewish of all of the Gospels, according to scholars. Many early Christians were Jews that believed Jesus was the Messiah, but they would still call themselves Jews. As we read this scripture, we hear that some non-Jews were believers as well, like the Canaanite woman. Matthew was written probably between 80 and 90. And many scholars believe the author of Matthew wrote this to emphasize several pieces of the Israelite or the Jewish culture. So there's things in the book of Matthew that are slightly different than Mark that emphasize scribal argument, emphasis on the law, religious practice and piety, scriptural quotes from the Hebrew Bible, and fulfillment of those prophecies. And Matthew is talking to a group that really resonates with the authority of King David. That's why it's mentioned in Matthew's scripture about Son of David. And Jesus mentions in Matthew's story that the people, or the house of Israel, as the most important reason for Jesus being there. Canaanite, a scriptural term for ancient Israel's pagan enemies, is used to designate a Gentile. So it's used interchangeably in scripture. Now the woman here has two strikes against her. One, she's a woman, so she's automatically marginalized. Men were actually not kind of allowed to speak to women, and especially if they were a married woman, a man was not supposed to speak to a woman out in public. Second, she was a Gentile, another reason to be marginalized in this society. And comparing her to dogs was often a term used by Israelites to refer to Gentiles. So Jesus barely speaks to this woman, barely speaks to her, just a few words. And that would be totally expected of the time. And the disciples didn't really talk to her either. They just asked Jesus to get rid of her. But even with all that, this woman has such faith that she continues to ask Jesus for help. That faith is so strong. Now in Mark, that's all she needed was to be faithful. She just had to believe that Jesus was the Messiah, and Jesus took care of her daughter. He healed her daughter. In Matthew, because of who he was talking to, his group, she needed to be faithful and know Jesus was the Messiah, but not just the Messiah, but the Messiah of and for the Jews. So those two things are the things that Jesus wanted to hear, and then Jesus heals her. So why am I bringing all this up? Why am I talking about these hypotheses and how the Gospels were written and why are they different? Why would I even be bringing this up? Well, I'm bringing it up because each author of each Gospel had a context, had a group that he was speaking to, and therefore wanted Jesus' stories to be relatable to that group of people. And I'm wondering, in general, how do we do that in 2014 upstate New York? First, I have to ask, are we going to them, people who don't yet believe that Jesus is the Messiah? Or are we expecting them to come to us and be like us and worship with us? Just like us. What traditions do we hold on to? And what traditions do we need to shift to speak to our context right here, right now, in Syracuse, New York? Who would we be? Who would be in the text if we were to rewrite this text, this scripture, for today? Are there women or people in our community that are trying to get help for their families right now? Who might the Canaanite woman represent to us right now, today, in our city? Is her daughter one of the migrant children on the southern border of the United States? Or people who live in this city and are trying to make ends meet to feed their families, only to have an unexpected medical bill or a flat tire on their car that needs to be fixed immediately to get to work. And they don't have enough to do both. Are we saying to them, you get the scraps? We are here for ourselves. Follow Christians who come to, we only help Christians who come to church on Sunday. Are we the disciples? Do we want to make her just stop yelling and get her to be quiet and go away? She's just so annoying to the disciples. Are we those disciples? Are we saying these things as we ask the children to leave the borders of the southern United States? Are we asking them to just be quiet and go away? We don't want you. Or are we looking to see what systematically needs to change so that people are not starving and coming to our borders in need of so much help, so much love, to get away from all that violence? Do people on our southern border, or people who are homeless or live in poverty right here in the city, do they have faith and hope that life could get better? Are they hanging on to Jesus' words of hope, even in their despair? And are we just throwing them scraps? Are we truly sharing God's love in spite of their faith? After they, the children, have traveled so far to the southern border, they have dealt with the elements of weather, geography, corrupt guides that take their money and steal and rape the women, and they finally make it to the border. Are we just throwing them scraps? Maybe we are the disciples when we walk the streets of Syracuse and we see the homeless sitting on the street corner underneath a cardboard box or huddled up with a couple coats. Are they visible to us? Are we asking them to go away? We need to ask ourselves, are we willing to truly look at their despair? And not just look, but do something to change their despair. I'm telling you right now, this church is here for a reason. We're in this city for a reason. We are here to spread God's love to all people everywhere. Just like the flowers don't run out of their scent for the children here today, God's love is unlimited. It can be spread so far and so wide to so many people. We don't need to keep it just for ourselves. We don't need to keep it just in this building. God's love will never run out. In this scripture, Jesus decided to heal this woman's daughter despite the cultural rules of speaking to women and to being kind to this woman. Jesus helped this woman. We have to be brave enough to go beyond our judgments and our uncomfortableness, as the disciples had to in this story. We need to do God's work in this city, and just like Jesus did in his time. We are here not only to seek justice, but to be a part of creating a just society. Just does not mean some are rich and some are poor and that's just the way it is. That's not how it goes. It means everyone is able to live, eat, receive health care, be educated, and obtain a job just because they exist. So tomorrow when you turn on the news and you see all the people that are still hopeful, looking for help, asking the community for help, just like the Canaanite woman asked Jesus for help, are you going to try to make a difference and be Jesus' modern-day helper? Or are you just going to keep the news on and complain about all the bad things and all the bad people? We can learn from Matthew's scripture about hope from the Canaanite woman and about spreading God's love without limitations from Jesus. Each of us has a chance every day to give people hope, live out their faith, and spread God's love and justice. Amen.